Tanya for the 14th day of Cheshvan, Yud Dalet Cheshvan, is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simon Chav Zayin, in the second half, which is a beer, an explanation of the first half. The Alter Rebbe is consoling the Hasidim who are mourning the death of Rabbi Menachem Mendel HaRadokeh, who passed away in Eretz Yisrael, and was for a while the successor of the Magid. And the Alter Rebbe explains how the Tzaddik, even after he passes away, is present in the world and affects and influences his Talmidim even more than while he was alive. And that's the meaning of the pasuk, of the expression Shavak Chayim L'chol Chay, that the Tzaddik leaves part of his life behind when he passes away. He leaves it for those who remain living. Part of his life means the Torah Aveda and Gemilas Chasodim of the Tzaddik, which is his Ahava, his Emuna, his Yira, and his Ahava. Now when a Tzaddik is alive here on earth, while the Tzaddik is alive, these three attributes, Emunna, Yira, and Ahava, his Torah Aveda and Gemilas Chasadim, were concealed in their garment. The Bechinas Mokim Gashmi, in a physical place, Shehu Bechinas Nefesh Hakshura Begufei. What is the Keli of the Tzaddik's Emunah, Yira, and Ahava? The Nefesh of the Tzaddik that is clothed and attached to the body. The Nefesh being the lowest part of the Neshama. The Neshama is composed of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. So the Nefesh part of the Neshama is connected to the body, and it is the Keli into which the other parts of the Neshama, the Ruach of the Neshama, expresses itself. And because it is attached to the body, it is considered a physical space. The Chol Talmidov Eina Mikablim Rak HaOras Mideis Eilu V'Zivan. And then, when the Neshama of the Tzaddik is clothed in its Keli, then the Talmidim of the Tzaddik, of the Rebbe, receive from the Rebbe through only a ray of his attributes, of his Emunah, Yira, and Ahava. Hameir chutz l'kol zeh. When these attributes, his Emunah, Yira, and Ahava, pass through the concealment or the curtain of the Keli and reveal themselves on the outside. Al yidei dibura v'machshaveis av hakadeshim. How does the neshama express itself beyond the keli, beyond the nefesh of the body? It is through the garments, through speech and thought, which is the external part of the nefesh, its garments, and that's what is revealed to the Talmud, the ruach of the tzaddik, his ruchnius, reveals itself through his nefesh, and that's by being expressed in thought and in speech. So the result is that what comes to the Talmidim is only a ray of the original ruach. The lochin amr rizal she'ein odom eimed al das rabbi, etc. And that's why the Gemara says that a Talmud doesn't fully understand his teacher. At least not until 40 years. Avalacha ptirosei, but after the tzaddik passes away, fi shem mispor din b'chinas ha-nefesh, shenishar b'kever, mebechinas ha-ruach shebegan Eden, because there now occurs a separation between the nefesh that remains attached to the body that is in the grave. It remains attached to the body for up to a year. And it separates from the body in stages gradually, 3 days, 7 days, 30 days and 12 months. But for a while it remains attached to the body. So that part, the nefesh, is separated from the ruach that now has left the body and is in Gan Eden. Shehein, sholish, mideis halol. And the ruach of the tzaddik that is in Gan Eden means the emunah, the yira, and the ahava of the tzaddik. L'fichoch, yochol kol akoreiv eilov l'kabu chelik m'bechinas ruchei shebegan Eden. And that's why now, after the tzaddik passes away, everyone is able to receive from his ruach that is in Gan Eden. Hoyo ve'eino b'tech keili v'loi b'bechinas mokim gashmi. Since the ruach is no longer restricted by a keili and is no longer restricted to physical space, keneida maimerizal, as we see from the statement of the sages, al yankev avinu, concerning Yaakov Avinu Olav HaShalom, shenichnas imei Gan Eden, that when he came into Yitzchak, to his father, to receive the brachas, it says that Gan Eden came in with him. So we see that Gan Eden is not a certain place somewhere. It's a presence, a spiritual presence around the person that is available everywhere. It's not limited to any one space. We find in the Sefer Asara Memoris, it says, Sha'avir Gan Eden Mispashet Saviv Kolodom, that the air of Gan Eden, it surrounds every person. V'nirshomim ba'avir zeh, kol machshaveisa v'diburav ha'tevim b'teirav avedas Hashem. And all the good things that a person does, all his good thoughts, speech, and deeds, and Torah, and avedas Hashem, make an impression, leave an impression in that avir, in that space. V'chein lehepach, chas v'sholim, same is true also in the opposite, nirshomim ba'avir ha'mespashet megehenim saviv kol odom, that the bad things that a person does or thinks or says also leave an impression in the air of Gehenim that surrounds each person. Hilkoch, nekel me'ed l'talmidov, therefore, it is much easier for his disciples, for the disciples of the tzaddik, lekabul chelkam mebechinas ruach rabbam ha'atzmius, to receive their portion of the nef of the ruach of their teacher, sheheim emunosei v'yirosei v'ahavosei asher ovad behem es Hashem, which means the emuna and the yira and the ahava of the tzaddik with which he served God. They can receive from that, because that is now unrestricted. It is now available everywhere, because Gan Eden is everywhere. And so the ruach of the tzaddik in Gan Eden is also everywhere, so that the Talmidim can receive their portion, or some portion, of the emunah and the yira and the ahava which the tzaddik has. V'lei zivam levad hamei l'chutz l'keli. And not only the ray of that emunah, yira, and ahava that shines through the keli and reveals itself, as he said before, through speech and thought. L'fi shebechinas ruchei ha'atzmis mis'ale b'ili achar ili. What's more is that the ruach of the tzaddik itself, not the influence that he has on his talmidim, but the av, the emunah, the yira, and the av of the tzaddik, not what he's giving the talmidim, but his own emunah, yira, and ahava are rising from level to level. Lehikolu b'bechinas nishmosi shebegan Eden ha'elyen shebeilu meselyenim. It's rising. The ruach of the tzaddik rises in order to connect with the neshama, the third level of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama. So there's a part of the ruach of the tzaddik that rises after the histalkos higher and higher to connect and become absorbed into the level of neshama of the tzaddik. This is in the Gan Eden ha'elyon. That's already the higher Gan Eden. Sheba'elim eselyenim, that is only in the higher worlds. Gan Eden ha'tachten is in this world too. Like by Yaakov Avinu, it came in with him physically. In this world. But the neshama is in Gan Eden ha'elyon, which is in the higher worlds. ונעידה שכל דובר שבקדושו איני נעקר לגמרי מכל וכל ממקני ומדריגוסי הראשונה. And it's known that every aspect of holiness, every holy thing, when it goes up to a higher level, does not completely leave the lower level. Holiness never is discontinued. So wherever there was holiness, that holiness remains. Even though holiness is constantly growing, Milam Bakedish, there's constantly an increase in holiness, which means that it goes up to higher and higher levels, but it never completely leaves the lower level either. Gamli Achashanasala Lamaila Lamaila, even when it goes up to a very high place. So that this aspect of the neshama of the ruach of the tzaddik, that the original one, which remains below in Gan Eden HaTachtin, in the lower Gan Eden, in the first level, in the original place of the tzaddik, he amispashet is b'talmidav. That's what spreads and reaches his talmidim and influences them. Kol echad kefi b'chinas hiskashruse v'kirvose elav b'chayav u'b'meisei. Each talmid, according how influenced is he by the ruach of his teacher, it depends on the degree of his attachment and closeness to his teacher, both while he was alive and after he passed away. Be'ahava rabba, with a great love. Ki hamshochas kol ruchnius eina eloi de'ahava rabba, because all godliness, all spiritual things, are drawn down only through great love. Not regular love, but great love. Kama shikosu b'zeh HaKadosh, as he says in the Zehar, that the ruach, the ru'usa d'liba, amshich ruach mele'ela, that it is the ruach of the deep feeling of the heart, the stirrings of the heart, that draws down a ruach from above. And ahava rabba is the love of the inner heart, the ru'usa d'liba. And that's what draws down godliness or spiritual forces from above, including also the influence of the Rebbe from Gan Eden HaElyon. Rak im yechaven likras alikov, he needs only to prepare himself. Yochim likras alikov, he should prepare himself before his God. Expression from the Navi, Behachon no rabo v'yegia atzuma. If he prepares himself for godliness with a proper lengthy preparation and a great strenuous effort, lekabel shleisha mides halolu, to receive these three mides, the emuna, the yira, and the ahava of his teacher. The Hachana Rabba, it says, means a preparation of the neshama, and Yigiya Atzuma means a great struggle with the body. To make the preparation both in body and soul, Kederech Shehizehu Rabbi, in the way that his Rabbi had instructed him and taught him, Ukemayim Erezal Yogaito Matzosa Tamin. And as the Gemara says, if you try, you will find. And as the Friedrich Rebbe explains, Yagaito Matsosa means that you will try, you will work hard, and then you will find what you were not looking for. To find something means that you didn't work at it. You made no effort to attain it. You found it. So Yagaito Matsosa is almost a contradiction. Yagaito means you're working for something, you're preparing yourself, and then the result is that you find. It should be your gaita, that if you struggle, you are matzliach. You have atzlocha. But to find is almost an effortless thing. So how does that come as a result of great effort? So this is the meaning of the statement in the Gemara, that your gaita, in godly things, if you strive to attain godliness, then not only do you attain what you've been striving for, you attain even that which you had no intention, had no thought of getting. You find even more than you've worked for. And that's what the Alter Rebbe is saying here, that the effort that the Talmud puts into his kashas of carrying out and following his Rebbe's instructions will bring him not only the influence of the ruach of the Rebbe that is in Gan Eden HaTachtein, but also from that ruach which is rising constantly to become absorbed into the neshama of the tzaddik, there's an influence of that on the Talmud as well. And that's a find that's not something that he can prepare for or attain through effort. In Hayem Yeim, for the 14th of Cheshvan, Yudalet Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes, Me'ashem etzadeh gever kenonu. From God, the steps of man are guided. V'chol echad mi'yisrael yesh lei te'uda zuchnis b'chayim. Every Jew has a spiritual purpose, a spiritual mission in life. V'hu lehis'aseg ba'avedas ha'binyan la'aseh dira le'yizbarech. And that is that he has to contribute to the work of building a dira, a dwelling place for God. V'chol echad ba'asher hu, and each person according to his level, uvechol mokem shehu, and whatever place he may be, tzorich lehis anyan, bechol mamtei keichei lechapis, bechefesh mechupash, limtei eze panosa zuchnis. Every person has to try with every strength of every ounce of his strength to seek and to search with all sorts of in all means to find a spiritual panosa. Just as intensely as he goes seeking a physical panosa. And that is the conclusion of the verse, that he's desirous of the ways of God, etc. As it says by Avraham, God says, I know him. I choose him because he will teach his children and they will follow in the way of God. Ki yesh nedrachim. Because there are two ways, two paths. Derech hateva v'shalomayla min hateva. There is the natural path and there is the path that is above nature, the miraculous. The world God created that it should appear to be a natural condition, guided by natural laws. That's how it appears to the physical eye. And this condition of the natural, this is called the Derech Elikim, the way of God, but the name Elikim. Teiro mitzvus heim Derech Havayim. Torah and mitzvahs are another path in life, and this is called the path of Havaya rather than Elikim. This path or this way means drawing down that which is above nature into nature. The miraculous into nature. Asha beglauze, sin HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpi al Yisrael, lemayla min hateva b'teva. And in response to this Aveda, when the person draws miraculous godliness into the natural godliness, God responds and repays him by giving from above, from beyond nature, from the miraculous into the natural, into the world. So when a person does his Torah and mitzvah, he serves God beyond his nature, then God repays him also beyond the nature of the world.